seconds and counting. Ten seconds and counting. Five, four, three, two, one. Liftoff. We have liftoff.
Thank you, Flash Gordon. Next time I'll open the flipping pickle jar myself.
There's the three of us. Right as it goes. Right as it gets. The green light. Just the three of us. Doing a show. And getting it right on the night.
I'm Robin, and I'm handsome.
And I'm Morris, and I'm tall.
I'm grey, I'm ugly, I'm short, and I'm fat, and I'm bald as a billiard ball.
Where's the grumbleweeds?
Please, please, I'll do anything. Anything, but don't make me watch this torture. Look, if it's money you want, you can have everything I've got. Do you want me to beg? All right, look, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging. Don't make me watch. Please, don't make me watch.
Flippin' heck, Grandad, it's only the Eurovision Song Contest.
There's the three of us going on stage. Open the studio's packed. See the three of us acting our age. Set Graham, he's aging our act.
That's nice. The great white elephant is here tonight. The walls of Jericho are painted with jelly. Time and tide wait for no giraffe. When the clock strikes one, the big bird will sing. The sun will fall after the river flows into the ocean. The oranges and apples will be eaten in the summer.
Excuse me, lads, can I just push in front of you? I only want other conchips. My hair has all fallen out ages ago, but my head's a lovely pink.
Where's the grumbleweeds?
Hey, Pedro! Pedro!
What is it, my friend?
Why is your sombrero hanging on the side of your house?
My sombrero? Hanging on the side of my house?
That is what I said, amigo. Oh, and Pedro?
Yes, my friend?
Why have you got a satellite dish on your head?
There's the three of us, doing the job, taking the knocks on the chin. Yes, the three of us, Graymo and Rob.
Graham.
Maurice.
And Robin.
Right, please. Now, who will give me £2 for this original Rubens? £2 over there, so. Now, we have one of Van Gogh's rarest paintings. Will someone open the bidding at £1.50? £1.50, anybody? Yes, £1. Sold to the gentleman over there. Now, this is an absolutely beautiful piece by Picasso. Probably his most sought-after work. Now, who'll start me at £2.75? Thank you, sir. Do I hear £3?
You know, Arthur, these happy hours at Sotheby's are a cracking idea, aren't they?
Good things come in threes. I learned that as a lad.
I'm Robin.
I'm Morris.
He's Graham.
Well, two out of three's not bad.
Trio, everyone needs half an hour with someone and the Grumbleweeds.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And a warm, warm welcome to our humble little show.
Beautifully said, old gaffer.
And for our many listeners in France, may I just say, arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen, and nobbit just.
What are you on about, rubbish? Just get on with it. The quicker we start, the quicker we finish.
Right. Do you want to know what happened this morning?
What did happen this morning, old gaffer?
Well, I was having a bath.
They didn't mention it on the news. Have you ever tried a jacuzzi?
Has it got nuts in?
It's a bath, you pint-sized prat.
Well, I tried one once, but never again.
Why not?
Well, I climbed in and all these bubbles came rushing up.
Well, they're supposed to.
I didn't know that. I thought there was something wrong with me. Right in the life out of me, that did. Big bubbles bursting all round me. I thought I'd had a puncture.
When I was a little lad, we used to have a tin bath hanging on a nail in the backyard. I hated bath night.
Well, with that,
I kept falling out.
Look, isn't it about time our special guest arrived?
Oh, look out the window, Geoffrey. He's here. He's here, everybody.
What a lovely car.
Hey, that's a Rolls Royce.
Mm, it is.
With a chauffeur.
Oh, look at his uniform, Geoffrey.
I'm looking, Ernest. I'm looking. Ooh. Pale puce with a green peak cap.
And black leather boots.
Black leather boots. Oh, he's kinky. Mm-hmm. He's kinky.
Mm-hmm.
He is letting him out of the car, look.
Oh, look, Geoffrey. He's wearing a monocle.
I want one, Ernest. I want one. I want one.
Look who it is.
It's that well-known and popular comedy actor that's always in posh things on the television, Mr. Michael Knowles.
Hello, you chaps.
Gosh.
That was very good, that. You can go now.
Your lordship, your most noble lordship, may I say how honoured I am to have the honour of being honoured by your noble lordship in this honourable way. I am truly honoured that you, your noble flagship...
Lordship.
Lordship, has agreed to come on our humble little show.
I say, just because I'm a member of the aristocracy, you don't have to kneel down.
I'm not kneeling down. No, all I want to say is...
Get on with it, you wass.
Get on with it, you wass. With humble thanks.
Do you really live in a big posh house, Mr. Knowles?
Rather. The old family seat, you know. Gripham Hall.
Gripham Hall?
If I get half a top.
I'll kneel on his monocle in a minute.
Magnificent piece of architecture. If you stand outside, you can see Eve sticking out. She's a big girl, only. The relics hanging from the beams in the main hall belong to the 15th century acrobat who should have had more sense. Frightfully expensive to maintain, don't you know?
Have you got a gazebo?
No, it's these trousers. They've just come back from the cleaners.
Would you care for a cigar?
I say, how dashed civil of you. I'd love a cigar.
Which nostril would you like it rammed up?
Now, can we get down to business?
What business?
Well, the position advertised in Country Life.
Country Life?
It's like a posh exchange and mart. There's pictures in it of brats like him playing polo.
So steady on. I can't stand polo. I never played it once. Never again.
Why not, Mr. Knowles?
I kept dropping the horse.
You don't carry the horse.
Of course you don't. You have to knock it through an hoop on the lawn with a mallet.
You said something about business.
Oh, by Jove, yes. As advertised in Country Life. Wanted. Butler, head porter, dishwasher, gardener, an odd job man. £5 a week, less board and lodgings.
Butler, head porter, dishwasher, gardener, odd job man, for a rotten fiver a week.
I must say, that's a bit naff, that is.
You had the flipping nerve to put that advert in at a fiver a week?
No.
Well, who did?
Me.
Is the position still vacant?
Yes.
I'll take it. When do I start?
That's funny, Geoffrey.
It is, isn't it? It's hilarious. I kept dropping the horse.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Yes, that music tells us that once again it's time to meet our forgetful friends, the Amnesias. This week, Mr. and Mrs. Amnesia are discussing a possible name for their new family pet.
Well, dear, what do you think we should call him?
Oh, Semolina.
What, dear?
I said Semolina, dear.
No, we can't call him Semolina, dear.
No, dear, I just remembered what it was the cub mistress put in the Vicar's Wellington boots on April Fool's Day.
Concentrate, dear. We've got to think of a name.
Why don't we call him after that man you like on the television?
Which one, dear?
We've only got one television, dear.
No, dear. Which man is it I like on the television? Oh, yes, I know. Oh, no, don't tell me. Yes. He used to be on that programme,
Come and make eyes with me down at the elbow.
No, that's a pub, dear.
No, it's not, dear, it's a song.
What about George? George has always been my favourite name.
I didn't know you were called George, dear. I've been calling you Ethel for 40 years.
I tell you what.
What, George?
they call him after that other man on the television? Terry.
Terry Towling.
No, dear, Terry. It begins with a W.
It begins with a T, dear.
What does?
Well, lots of things. Tomatoes. Toenails. Mr. Parkinson down the road.
Well, how can Mr. Parkinson down the road begin with a T, dear?
Ah, because he's a taxi driver.
Now, look, dear. Terry's last name begins with a W.
Yes.
You love him. You love him. He's fat and cuddly and he's on the television.
Ah, Winnie the Pooh.
Wogan! Wogan! Oh, we'll call him Wogan. That's a good name.
I don't think so, dear. Somehow I... Oh, no. I can't hear him saying, Wogan's a pretty boy, then. Wogan's a pretty boy.
Well, I can't hear him saying anything, dear.
Oh, why's that, dear?
Because we've bought a goldfish. Ah.
Well, here we are on the Rialto Bridge in Venice, overlooking what has rightly been called the Manchester Ship Canal of Southern Europe. I'm hoping to get a recording of the most famous singing gondolier in Venice, and he's drifting towards us right now. I'll just ask his passenger if he can give us 5 minutes. Excuse me, por favor. I'm from the BBC. Would you mind asking your gondolier to sing for us?
Not at all. Okay. Gondolier, eh? Sing you, song you, please you.
Si, signorio.
Oh, solo mio. San Marco Square. San Moe Siena. I'm going square. Spaghetti with Parmesan. The Tower of Pisa, Milan.
Well, thank you, the singing gondolier. That was absolutely brilliant. I'm...
Yes, Shepherd Vesuvius, Augustus Caesar.
Well, I call him Gus.
Sinatra, Sardinia, Sabaglioni. Molina.
Thank you ever so much. And with that, it's back to the studio. I'm sure the audience will be delighted. Thank you, and goodbye from Venice. And now here is the weather forecast read for us this week by the president of the National Poetry Lovers Association.
Thank you. There is a little squally shower to the north of Potter's Bar. There's a deep depression over Camden Town. There are icy roads in Wick, and the snow is pretty thick. And the isobars are always falling down. There's a lot of heavy rain falling over Salisbury Plain, and the atmosphere is drizzly and dank. There's a lot of mist and fog over every Norfolk bog. There's poodles by the score on Dogger Bank. You will find it rather cool on the beach at Hartlepool. There's a cyclone blowing up from Beachy Head. It's freezing in the west, so don't forget your woolly vest. As for me, I'm going back to bed.
Yes, and once again, that music tells you it's time, once again, for me, your old friend, Uncle Rubbish, once again... to say welcome once again to Nostalgia Time once again.
Once again, you get right up my nose once again.
This week, I thought it might be nice to look back to when I was a little kiddie. Yes. And in particular, the mischief I got up to. I was always up to mischief. Especially on mischief night. To me, mischief night seemed the ideal night to get up to mischief. Not that I didn't get up to mischief when it wasn't mischief night. I did. But getting up to mischief on mischief night just seemed to me the perfect night to get up to mischief. I always thought it quite incredible that mischief night always seemed to fall on the one night you got up to more mischief than on other nights which weren't mischief nights. Although many kiddies did get up to mischief on these non-mischief nights.
For crying out loud, rubbish, just get on with it.
I remember so vividly one mischief night. I'd been getting up to mischief as usual. And I'd been sent to my bed. When my father came home, he came into my bedroom and said, "Susan." "Have you been up to some mischief?" And I said, "Yes, Dad." And I can still remember the look on his face as the bucket of whitewash I'd balanced on my bedroom door, it tipped all over him. My, how he laughed. Our next-door neighbour knew all about our mischief. He was called Mr. Flathers. And every mischief night, we would wait for him to go to the pub. Then we'd put treacle on his door handle, tie his gates together, put axle grease on his garden path, empty his dustbin all over his garden and drop fireworks down his chimney. My, how he laughed. When he came home and saw the fire engine parked outside his house and the fireman sliding up and down his garden path. I don't know why we did this to Mr. Flathers, because he was a nice vicar. Ah, well, happy days. Till next time, mischief makers. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Gardens are breathtaking, my lord.
Yes, they are rather splendid at this time of the year.
I do so like the fountain. The water sort of curving in an arc from behind that hedge.
Fountain? Water curving an arc from behind the hedge? Mellors, what are you doing?
My name is Captain Sir Hardly Touched. I have an unusual tail. It's about 3 foot long and covered with spots. I've been given an impossible mission to visit Africa, which is just outside St. Helens, about 3,000 miles outside St. Helens. It was my job to find Lord Greystoke, who had vanished as a child in the African jungle, and to bring him back to England near St. Helens to take up his rightful position as the Lord of Greystoke Manor. I was to be accompanied by my faithful manservant and lifelong friend,
Bramwell.
After a nightmare journey lasting almost 3 weeks, we arrived in the African jungle.
I don't like this African jungle, Captain. Look, a horrible, great big snake. Are they dangerous?
Only if they kill you. Oh. I'm afraid we're lost, Bramwell.
There's two natives. Ask them the way,
eh? I'll speak to them in their native tongue. Umgo, Umgawa, Umgawa, Magunu. Ugango, Ishititigu. Umfumo, Poti Toti Tu.
Did you hear what he just called me, Jack?
I did indeed hear it. Yes, I did. I think he's got a cheek, don't you?
He has got a cheek. What is it that he's got?
A cheek.
A cheek.
Yes. fancy calling you a potty totty too.
Ooh, I wouldn't mind if I just had my hair done.
Yeah. I don't know what the world's coming to. It's not safe to walk in the jungle these days.
You're quite right, Geoffrey. Not safe at all. We could be jumped on.
Oh, could we?
We look 'em for men.
He got lost in this jungle when he were a baby, and he's been living here ever since.
Tarzan!
Oh, he's so a lovely man, Tarzan.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely,
lovely
man.
Yes,
lovely man.
Yes.
Do you know where he is?
Oh, yes. There he is now, look. Swinging through the trees. He's disappeared. I wonder where Tarzan is now.
Well, your guess is as good as mine.
I really do wish I didn't have to make that dreadful noise. Why can't I say hello the same as everyone else? Jane, Jane, your Tarzan's home.
And where do you think you've been till this hour? Just look at the state of your loincloth that were clean on this morning.
I say, old prune, how about tiffin?
Not in front of the monkey.
It means tea, old thing. I'm absolutely ravenous.
I just can't cope up a tree.
I think it's all rather jolly, actually. The thing I like about it is that... Cheetah? Cheetah! Don't do that with a banana.
That banana's for your tea.
Not now, it isn't.
Well, this search for the rightful Lord of Greystoke never end. I've got lumps all over my body where I've been bitten.
I promise you I won't do it again. Curse, blast and brat.
What is it, Captain?
Bramwell, I want you to take this stick and hit me a severe blow behind the left kneecap.
Why, Captain?
The pygmy has just run up the leg of my jumpers.
What's a pygmy run up the leg of your jumpers for?
Probably looking for something to eat.
Well, that's a wasted journey, isn't it?
And what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, Captain. Nothing.
Bramwell?
Captain?
Put your ear to the ground and you might hear something. It's an old native trick.
I'm putting my ear to the ground right now, Captain.
What a faithful idiot.
I can hear something, Captain. It's like an heavy tread. An elephant without any question, Captain.
How can you be so sure it's an elephant?
It's got its foot on my head.
Let's follow the elephant. It might lead us to Tarzan.
Which way is the elephant going?
The trunk road.
Hey, that's good, that is. That's good, that.
Tarzan?
Yes, old fruit?
I'm a woman.
Really?
I'm a woman with feelings. What any normal woman gets.
Yes.
And you're a man.
You've looked.
You ever get pangs?
Pangs?
Pangs. I mean, with me being a woman.
I should jolly well say I do.
And do you ever... with the two of us being closeted up this tree all alone... Do you ever get, urges?
Dash it all, old thing. Of course I get urges.
Then ask me.
Ask you?
I won't say no. You know, were you having the pangs and the urges?
Are you sure you won't mind?
Ask me, Tarzan. Just ask me.
God, I feel an absolute beast.
Flaming well, ask me, Tarzan. Ask me.
Very well. Do you think I might have another pineapple?
Oh, I'm
just kidding. Well, up there in that tree, a female.
Hey, flipping. Hey, she's a big girl.
I mean next to the coconuts.
Hey, hey, look, and there's a man with a captain.
We've found him.
Excuse me, Mr. Tarzan.
Yes?
Could you come down out of the tree for a minute?
Certainly. Shall I come?
We've travelled thousands of miles to find you.
Hold on a minute. What do you want?
Ooh, this is my mate.
My mate's better looking than her, and he's got a beard.
You're not Tarzan, my man.
My head? Who am I, then?
You are a lord.
My place is here in the jungle.
Yes.
You own Greystoke Manor.
My place is here in the jungle.
Yes.
The finest stately home in England, and it's yours.
My place is here in the jungle.
Yes.
You own millions and millions of pounds. Millions and millions.
To be perfectly honest, I'm not all that keen on the jungle.
No, we're not.
Then to England and your rightful place as Lord Greystoke.
So this magnificent house, these beautiful grounds are all mine?
All yours, my lord.
I've never seen a house or gardens like it before.
I like that fountain and the water sort of curving in an arc from behind that edge.
Mellors? How many times do you want telling about that?
Very nice, very nice.